WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Republican impeachment case against him is baseless. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says a vote on it could come today.
Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust over his handling of the border. Only one cabinet secretary has been impeached in U.S. history, but it wasn't over a policy dispute, making these charges unprecedented. Democrats outraged. Mayorkas has been working with a bipartisan group of senators to strengthen border security.
The White House says it's still weighing its options for a retaliatory move after three U.S. service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. The explosives-laden drone may have slipped through the base's security because it was mistaken for a U.S. drone, officials say. Israeli forces disguised as women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the West Bank overnight, killing three Palestinians. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Reedsburg Police Department, officers used a taser on a wanted man on Wednesday after they say he resisted arrest. A Reedsburg Police Department officer spotted 28-year-old Troy Johnston of Reedsburg Wednesday morning on 6th Street in Reedsburg. Johnston is wanted in Sauk and Dane counties. When the officer tried to arrest Johnston, he resisted. When more officers arrived to help, they used a taser on him and took him into custody. Johnston was taken to the Sauk County Jail for resisting, carrying a concealed knife, bail jumping, and the warrants. An officer was treated for injuries suffered during the arrest. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few off and on flurries this morning, mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
99.7.
We hope that your Tuesday is going well so far. Thank you so much for choosing to spend it with us. We always appreciate it. Hey, at least we made it through our Monday. That's good news. We can move on with another work week. The bad news is I decided to pull a dirty trick early and rickroll you already. It's Rick Astley, never going to give you up on Max FM.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I've still commitments while I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and
99.7 Max FM.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love with you.
UB40 and Can't Help Falling in Love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7. Now, Finn, good morning. How are you today?
Well, we got through that pesky Monday, right?
We got rid of that,
and now we just have to cope with its evil twin sister, Tuesday.
That's right. But you know what? Every day that we pass throughout a week, it just means we're one step closer to a weekend. So we'll put a positive spin on it, yes. I guess, this morning. I mean, try as hard as we can anyway. I'm just glad that we're here. It's been quite a morning. My goodness. So the computer system that plays all of the music, all of the great commercials, it decided it doesn't want to work very well today. And so it's been a little up and down. So I've just got my fingers crossed right now that it stays up for a good majority of the rest of today, because it decided to die on me a couple times this morning. It was like, no, I made it through Monday. I'm done. I'm over it. It's time to go to sleep for a little bit. No. That's not quite how this works.
That's not the agreement we have here.
That's right. That doesn't work for me. Let's put it like that. So we're petting it nice. We're saying good things to it. We're giving it lots of love. We're telling it that it's a good computer system and that it just needs to keep going a little bit longer. Now, we know, let's face it, when anything runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 7 straight years, it's time to do a little upgrade. And so we're actually working on getting all of the logistics set up to do that at some point in the very near future. It's just got to make it a little longer, Finn. Just a little bit longer.
You can do it. Hold together, baby.
That's right. The logistics aren't quite there yet. So you gotta hold it together for us a little bit longer. I mean, it's like anything else that you have to replace at your office on a consistent basis. That's
why
so many
are we doing the MacGyver so far? I mean, are we trying to tape it together with
not
electrical
Not yet.
Tape
we're not. And, we're not yeah. quite there. There's a lot of hope and prayer right now, though. That's kind of what we've got going for us. In fact, Dave Grant and I were texting back and forth this morning. He's like, "I'm scared to shut down the entire computer that it's on because the program keeps shutting down. So we can just reboot that, and I can do that from anywhere, right? Corey can do that if he's on the road somewhere. Dave can do that if he's somewhere else. So we can handle that. We're like, if we shut down the actual physical computer that houses this whole thing, it might be bad.
Risk.
But you know, this is why so many places have IT departments, because you have to have somebody periodically take care of these things, do all of the upgrades, you know, make sure there's new software. The problem is our new software takes us completely off the air for a bit. That's why we make the transition. So we're working on it though, but just nice things to the computer. That's all I have to say today about it. My gosh. I got to 6 a.m., got down here actually into the studio at about 5 o'clock this morning. And I was like, all right, we're cranking along. Things are going well. Look at us move. Oh, and you're going to decide to die. That's fun. So got the thing rebooted right before 6 o'clock, moving along through the 6 o'clock hour. And I could just tell as I was going through the 6 a.m. hour, things were not progressing the way we needed it to. Kept getting slower, a little boggier. Things were jittery. Things were jumping. Things weren't moving the way they should. And
some expletives there in the
middle
of all this?
There were a lot of expletives, a lot of them. I have kind of a potty mouth anyway. And I texted Dave and I'm like, it's not going to make it. It's going to die again. And he's like, just keep hoping good things. And I was like, nope, I can just tell. And sure enough, the gray screen of death came on. And I was like, oh, here we go again. At least the second time I had to reboot, it came up a lot faster. So I guess that's a good sign. I don't know. My husband worked until like 3 a.m. in Green Bay doing something, pulling studios apart, putting things on the air. So he's no help this morning. So thank you very much, Dave Grant, for all of your help, truly, because as soon as I text, he texts me right back and he's like, what do I need to do? I'm like, hold on, I think I might have this, but we'll see. The first time I was a little panicked. I thought Dave was going to have to make an emergency run into the station, but we got it. We're good this morning. Let's just put it like that.
Dave Grant comes through again.
Every single time. He's like our own radio superhero, I'm telling you. Nothing makes you sweat, though. When the program that you use to be on the air absolutely refuses to come back on. Nothing makes you sweat right away in the morning like that. And so I'm telling you, I don't even need a workout after that today, because I was sweating. I was saying things that I probably regret, and now I have to talk really nice to the computer. So there is that aspect
computer.
Of it. That's right. That's right. I'm using a whole lot of love. I'm talking to it like I talk to Aspen.
Yep. That's what you gotta do.
Using the baby voice. That's what I'm doing. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday? The weather was pretty decent, so there was that.
Yesterday was all about the excitement.
First of all,
reorganizing my office. I mean, wow.
If that doesn't sound like the most adult thing to do on a Monday I've ever heard, I don't know what will. That sounds really up there as fun.
Here's my conundrum, okay? So it's not a very big office. There's not a lot of space in here. Half of a wall is entirely comprised of albums. Okay, so there's that. I mean, and if I continue to get any more albums, which I know I will, then that'll be an entire wall. Then you've got guitars and amplifiers in here. You got my workspace that I'm working at right now. We've got a TV in here.
Sure.
There's another, and since the move from last year, almost all of my CDs have been bought. What are CDs? What is this strange thing that you talk of? Okay, so they've all been in boxes.
Sure.
And I'm going to need some more cabinet space and cabinet, some shelves for my CD. So that's the next step.
Okay.
And so there was that. Then the exciting task of getting all the tax stuff together. Ooh, because you know that's coming up. That's right around the corner. And then at the 11th hour, I discovered that there's a new documentary on Netflix about We Are the World, The Greatest Night in Pop or whatever. Now, I didn't get to watch it yesterday because I fell asleep Sunday night watching True Detective because I was just too worn out.
Right.
So I had to see the latest episode of that. But yeah, there's a new music documentary on Netflix, so now I definitely got to put that on my list.
Well, and I've got a few things that were surprising about the documentary. 10 facts about the night that they supposedly were making We Are the World and some of it leading up. But I don't know if I want to give you these, though, because I want this to be, you know, I want you to enjoy the... Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So I'll kind of touch on some of these. But Harry Belafonte, which I'm sure is not a spoiler for you, started all of it. At least it was his idea to do something about hunger in Africa. We all know Harry Belafonte was a huge philanthropist. Yeah. Yes, activist. So
now, have you watched the documentary?
I have not. We don't even have Netflix. But, you know, is kind of one of those things that we might have to subscribe for a month just to see. Oh, everybody heads up. There's a squirrel looking in the window at Aspie. Uh-oh. Good thing she's got her head facing the other way sleeping, because that would have been another conundrum this morning, let me tell you. Anyway, they did base it on the Band-Aid charity single, Do They Know It's Christmas, from the UK, which obviously came out first. Mm-hmm. Now, Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie actually avoided any dated expressions when they wrote the song. Things like right on or yo dog, they just left those out of the song, right? They wanted to make sure that the lyrics were always timeless. It was recorded after the 1985 American Music Awards. I don't think most of these are spoilers for you because you know so much about music. Mm-hmm. That's how they got so many huge stars together all at once. Now, Prince was supposed to be there, but he no-showed on them. People seem to think it was because of his rivalry with Michael Jackson, and also it just didn't fit his brand. We'll put that in air quotes. He was actually at a Mexican restaurant eating while it all went down, just in case you're wondering.
Good for Prince.
Right? I mean, he was getting some enjoyment out of the night.
I mean, let's be honest, okay? It was definitely for a phenomenal cause.
Okay? Absolutely.
But the song itself
is not that great.
No. I mean, Do They Know It's Christmas? I don't know how you feel about it, but
it's a great
song. Do They Know It's Christmas? I think it's such a great song. And, you know, we've heard it 10 trillion times.
Sure.
Every Christmas we hear it, right?
Yeah.
I still get goosebumps every time I hear. I don't know what it is. You know, I don't
maybe
know if it's
the Bob Geldof choir or what.
I don't know what it is.
It was a much better song. I totally agree. Now, I just actually talked about this a little bit this morning, just a little while ago. Madonna was not invited to this. Apparently, some of the organizers felt that she wasn't a good enough singer, so they went with Cyndi Lauper instead. As sources say that it actually broke Madonna's heart to not be a part of this. She's also been a huge activist for children in Africa. Most of her kids have been adopted from Africa, so that tells you everything you need to know about her efforts towards some of the things happening there. Dan Aykroyd actually took part in this by accident. He just happened to be talking to a talent manager that day, and the guy invited him to the recording session. So Aykroyd decided he was going to join in.
Jump in. Yeah.
Now, what I think is interesting is that they let Aykroyd jump in, but they didn't think that Madonna was a good enough singer. I mean, hello, Dan Aykroyd, funny by all means, but maybe not the best musical talent when you actually think about it.
Exactly. Well, now what are we talking about here? We're talking like 1985?
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
So Madonna probably started in the music world maybe a couple of years before?
Yeah. So she had barely been
in the music industry.
She
was a newbie. Yeah.
Yeah, so that
and
would make
sense.
At
least Aykroyd had been around the block for a while.
Everybody knew who he was. SNL and everything
Blues
else.
Brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. So Bob Dylan, during the recording of this, almost had a nervous breakdown, which I think is hilarious, not because he almost had a nervous breakdown, but the reason why. He got all stressed out trying to figure out how to sing his part. Because here's what I'm going to say about Bob Dylan. Yeah. He is a musical genius, right? When it comes to lyrics, dude shouldn't have sang his own stuff. I mean, it was like his mouth was wired shut through everything. And so the fact that he got stressed out is actually kind of funny to me.
He had to make that decision. Should I sing it like this? We are the world.
Exactly.
Or should I sing it like this? We are the world.
Exactly. You know, I can understand how this was a conundrum for him. When all they wanted was for him to actually sound like Bob Dylan, which what else was he going to sound like? He's Bob Dylan. He's got a very distinct sound. So there's that. Eddie Murphy missed his chance to be there. He was actually at Stevie Wonder's studio recording his single, Party All the Time.
Oh, boy, talk about another musical gem there.
Exactly. There Stevie asked him to come over, but Eddie was so into his own song that he declined. When he realized what he passed up, he felt like a total idiot, as you should, because this was a way bigger success than Party All the Time.
Yeah.
Now, not everyone liked the song. Billy Joel, in fact, claims that they all hated it, but nobody was willing to say so. So I guess at least Billy speaks the truth. We have that from Billy Joel,
Billy.
Always.
So what, exactly. it was Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson that wrote the song.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. You know, and I kind of understand. It was a project that was put together really quickly, and it was literally to raise money. I don't think they cared so much about, you know, because
the quality
this isn't
of the song.
Exactly, because that doesn't seem like a Michael Jackson product, knowing what we know about how Michael Jackson dove into all parts of his songs, right?
It definitely wouldn't be top tier Michael Jackson.
Right, exactly. The fact that he put out something that I guess everybody considered to be a little haphazard is very not Michael Jackson, which leads me to believe that this was simply just done to raise a whole lot of money without really thinking about the song itself. Now, it was a huge success, though, even if the artists themselves didn't like it, according to Billy Joel. It spent 4 weeks at number one. It went quadruple platinum within a month, and it went on to sell 7 million copies, and it also raised $63 million. Yeah. So I guess how do you talk about how bad the song may have actually been when it did that well and raised so much money for hunger in Africa? So Harry Belafonte, I guess he knew a thing or two about what he was doing when he organized it. But it's currently streaming on Netflix if you want to check it out, want to relive some of the glory days of the 80s. Did they have cameras in the studio? I mean, I know that there was a music video that was done to go with We Are the World, and it was literally just everybody in a room and the camera would pan around. I remember watching that when MTV actually played music. But did they have other cameras in the room? Did they make a documentary of it? I wonder?
Would bet that they didn't essentially make a documentary at the time.
Sure.
But I would bet, because it was a huge event, because there were so many stars that were there, I would bet that they filmed a lot of it, and it's just been on the shelf for a long time. And then somebody finally decided, hey, we got a lot of footage here.
Right?
We should make a documentary out of this.
So I'm kind of glad that they did. I mean, there's a lot of icons in that room that either aren't with us anymore or don't actually perform anymore. So I think that's really cool if you can see them all do their thing together again. Mm-hmm. Again, this might be one of those things that we subscribe to Netflix for like a month for and then probably not again because I have a hard time with Netflix for some reason.
At the time when we were about ready to pull the plug on Netflix, then another music documentary I want to see.
Sometimes they have really amazing stuff, but most of the time I'm just a little disappointed in Netflix, quite honestly. But which is funny because it was the top streaming platform before everybody else figured out how to stream as well, and everybody had to have Netflix. That was also when you could share your password and didn't have to spend $20 a month or whatever it is to actually have Netflix on your home TV too. So I remember when Netflix was a thing where you bought, like you rented DVDs.
Get the mailed out DVDs.
That's right. Yeah. And then had to send them back. I mean, that's how
Aren't
old
we
I
ancient?
Am.
Yeah.
Remember those DVD things? I mean, we've mentioned CDs and DVDs now all in one segment this morning. We are definitely aging ourselves. So we need to stop that.
Yeah.
our broken computer aged me enough this morning. Well, man, I was
We don't
I was
need
nervous.
Anything else that's archaic, right?
I do not. I was nervous. I don't usually get nervous about stuff like that because eventually things start to work. You know, it just takes a little bit. I was getting a little nervous that first go around when it was like, no, I'm just going to sit here and give you the spinning circle of death. That's what I like to call it. I was like, please do something.
Do something,
yeah. Please. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. We could still see some flurries this morning, Finn, but it's actually kind of balmy out there for a January morning.
How warm did it get yesterday?
It was gorgeous yesterday. It was a little windy out here at Goose Poop Pond, so I don't know if we felt the warmth quite as much as other areas, but I've said before, we have certain areas in this particular neighborhood that are like a wind tunnel, an absolute wind tunnel. And in fact, we went and walked Aspen yesterday morning. Dexter went with me because I'm making him do more with her over the last few days as we prepare to be gone in Dallas and she gets used to him doing some of this stuff. So I said, you have to, because the biggest thing for Aspen is she won't go poo for anybody but me. It's like this cardinal set in stone rule. And I'm like, she can't hold it for 4 days. I mean, this is not good for her, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, you have to make her comfortable with you doing it. So he was walking her and we went for a walk and we got into a couple areas out here, and granted it was about 10:30 in the morning. It was frigid with the wind. So I was very glad when we went out in the afternoon that the temperature felt a whole lot better, because it was a lot better than it was at 10:30 in the wind yesterday morning.
Yeah.
We're looking for a high today around 37. So all in all, not bad. Tonight we're going to lose some of these clouds, which is the good news because I'm ready. And yesterday afternoon I was so excited to see the sun. 28 tonight, and then tomorrow, lots of sunshine, mild temperatures. Are you ready for this? 45 tomorrow. 45 is what we're going to see. Let the melting of the snow continue, because it is just gross and muddy no matter where you go at this point. But that's okay. That's okay, because it means all of the snow is leaving us. Hopefully to not return this winter. Oh, man. I know skiers and snowmobilers don't want to hear that, but the rest of us are like, I've shoveled enough. I've pulled the snowblower out enough. I'm good to go. We've already hit our high for the day, too, Finn. It's currently 37.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program.
In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Right now, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Tuesday's off to a great start. I mean, it's not Monday, so we have that going for us. Here's a flock of seagulls. I ran so far away on 99.7 Max FM.
Time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34. And Finn, we were talking about We Are the World and that new documentary on Netflix. Marty texted this morning saying he literally played that song almost every morning as inspiration when he was going to college. So there you go.
Wow. Cool.
That's a good way to start your day. I mean, that's like a powerful way to start your day. You feel like you could take on anything, don't you, after listening to that? So Elmo, yes, we're talking about the little red Elmo from Sesame Street, wanted to have a happy start to the week yesterday. Did you happen to see this? Poor Elmo. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "Elmo is checking in. How is everybody doing?" But he was met with some of the saddest realism that I've ever seen in my entire life. So one user said on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, "Elmo, I'm going to be real. I am at my blanking limit today." So he had that. Another said, "Elmo, I've got a level with you, baby. We are fighting for our lives out here." T-Pain even chimed in saying, quote, "I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love, if you know what I mean." That sounds like T-Pain has a whole different issue than Elmo can help with. He is, after all, just a toddler. Rachel Zegler said, quote, "Resisting the urge to tell Elmo that I'm kind of sad." Dionne Warwick even got in on the act, replying to Elmo. She replied just with a gif. It was of her staring at the camera and just looking down, very sad. So that's not good. The Walking Dead also responded to Elmo. Of course, the TV show, it was just a gif of Bloody Rick Grimes screaming on his knees. So that tells you how things were going over there at The Walking Dead.
Can you imagine what Elmo's reaction was to all this?
Poor Elmo.
Poor Elmo.
Oscar the Grouch predictably said grouchy, and the Cookie Monster said, "Me doing okay. Me would be doing better if me had some cookies." And then finally, Big Bird, and this is the one that's the most curious, replied, "Day 6, still tiny, hashtag help Big Bird." Now, apparently he's been shrunken to a tiny size. Is this something that I should be aware of? I didn't know that Big Bird was having issues. I'm going to have to find out more about tiny Big Bird in just a moment, because I'm a little intrigued by tiny Big Bird now and what's actually happening. But not good responses. Apparently people were feeling the Monday blues yesterday or something, because
there's Elmo. He's just trying to be a good guy and, you know, check in with people. Wow.
Right. I know. And everybody's just having a bummer of a day, unfortunately. So hopefully Elmo can retry. I bet you that brought Elmo down. He doesn't like to be sad either, if you've ever watched Sesame Street. Yeah. Elmo was one of the most annoying characters to me, though, on Sesame Street. I have to say, adorable.
Is that voice?
Exactly. It really, truly was. I do love him, but he just got on my nerves. I'm kind of a Cookie Monster or Oscar the Grouch kind of girl myself, and I really do love Big Bird and Snuffleupagus. Do they even have Snuffy on the show anymore? I think that's from a long time ago.
I haven't checked in a while, Maddie. Wow. I got to be honest.
I am aging myself so much today, talking about CDs, DVDs, and a character on Sesame Street that maybe hasn't even been there in like 10, 15 years or more, perhaps.
Well,
I have no idea.
You would think that Snuffleupagus would be a staple on the street.
I think so. I mean, he was Big Bird's best friend. He has to be on there at some point. So apparently there really is a thing about Big Bird being tiny. Big Bird, out of nowhere, posted on X that he was small, as if he just woke up that way one day. Suddenly he went from 8'2" to insect size. And are we just supposed to go on living our lives right now, knowing that Big Bird is tiny and could be stepped on?
We have to figure out this mystery. Why?
I don't understand what's happening. Apparently the account for Big Bird, I'm going to have to go check out X, Twitter. What do we call this thing? X or Twitter? I don't even know.
Whatever.
Elon Musk has just ruined the whole thing. He's posted repeatedly about being small and being stuck in this new tiny size. And he's trying to obviously grapple with his own identity if you check out his social media pages. So I feel like this is some sort of like horror movie or something. Like a tiny Big Bird and we don't know how to fix it. His Big Bird. Big is in his name. He needs to be big. It's not Tiny Bird. He's not a finch out there, for goodness sake.
Well, the other thing is, too, is it sounds like half of Sesame Street is in need of a psychiatrist, and I don't think they have one of those on the street, do they?
They might have to get one. I mean, that's one cool thing about Sesame Street, right? Over the years, they've really grappled with issues that are affecting kids and even adults in some ways, and they haven't ever been apologetic for it because they feel like they're important topics to tackle. There's a lot of kids who have a little anxiety, even at a small age and, you know, have some issues dealing with people and environment, maybe it's time for Sesame Street to get a little progressive and bring in a doctor to help everybody out. Who knows?
I think they should. Yeah.
I mean, they've always been progressive that way.
Sesame Street when they were growing up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because I made them. I was a huge Sesame Street fan. I've said this before. I'm not ashamed to say it even at 45 years old. If I sit down in the middle of the morning and Sesame Street's on, I will leave it on Sesame Street because I love Sesame Street. How can you not love what they do over there? It's just an awesome show. And it's good for adults, too. I mean, I know it's kid-based. Duh. I don't need to know my colors and letters and how to count. I've got all of that. But it's just fun. And it just takes you back to a point in time when you just can remember and be nostalgic. And that's what I love about it.
I'm a purist, though. I do like the old Sesame Street.
Sure.
When you had Bert and Ernie and Big Bird and Oscar, you know, once they started bringing on Elmo and Zelda or whatever her name is.
Zoe's the best. I like little Zoe.
Oh, you like Zoe? Okay.
I like little Zoe.
Yeah.
What I do appreciate about Sesame Street, though, is they have made a lot of characters that kids can relate to. There is a character now, I believe, and I haven't sat down and watched in a while, but there's one who is autistic as part of their regular rotation now, which is cool because kids are going to deal with other kids all the time or even adults who are on the spectrum. So it's awesome that they can see how to interact, right? And so I appreciate that. It also includes those kiddos in a world that sometimes they're left out of. And that's personal to me, obviously, having one on the spectrum. So I really, really do appreciate those types of things that they try to incorporate, which is why I think that having a doctor at Sesame Street would not be the biggest deal in the world anymore, especially with some of the things that kids have to deal with on a daily basis, all the anxieties that they have and all of the social media bullying and all of that kind of stuff, because that starts at a really young age for some kiddos. And so that's unfortunate, or even bullying in school and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
and Sesame Street has always been great with that, you know, just kind of a cornerstone for kids, you know, then kids don't feel alone.
Right.
They don't feel that they're out there on an island, you know,
and
I mean,
I was just going to say, one of my favorite documentaries ever is the Sesame Street documentary.
Yep.
Have you ever seen that?
I own it.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And what I love about it is they got a lot of pushback in the early days for including puppets of color, for including women in leading roles and all of this kind of stuff. And they were like, no, this is the way the world looks. This is what we're going to teach our kids. And they got a ton of pushback from every different direction. Some states decided that they weren't even going to air Sesame Street, tried to ban it completely off of their public TV access channels, but they stood strong and they were like, no, we are going to represent kids and let them see the world the way it actually is. And so you got to love that they held strong with some of that stuff, because if they hadn't, Sesame Street, we wouldn't be talking about it right now, and poor Elmo wouldn't be tweeting and doing his thing and getting really sad responses like he did yesterday.
I never thought Elmo would actually take to Twitter. I never thought that
I didn't
Elmo
know 4-year-olds could
like
tweet
that.
Quite honestly. Maybe he's evolved. He's gotten older over the last few years. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast, Finn. It looks like today, not bad weather-wise. Clouds sticking around. Temperatures in the upper 30s. In fact, we've already hit our high for today. So what you feel when you go outside is pretty much how it's going to be all day. Tomorrow, though, is when we see a bit of a change. We're going to see more sunshine, milder temperatures. We're talking 40s tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. free. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Extremely busy day today around the area. The Baraboo boys swimmers will be taking part in a duel at Edgewood High School. 6 o'clock is the start time for it. Gymnastics for Baraboo is going to be heading to Wanakee at 6:30. Badger Lightning girls hockey this evening will be hosting Stoughton out at the Pierce Park Hockey Rink. 7 o'clock is when the puck drops for that one. And then the boys hockey team, Baraboo Portage, will be going against Edgewood. Verona is the site for it. And then girls basketball tonight makes a trip to McFarland at 7:15 tip-off. Sauk Prairie this evening, gymnastics will be hosting a triangular as Monona Grove and Mount Hora will be in town. 6 o'clock is when it gets going. Girls hoops for the Eagles will be at Mount Horeb, and the boys basketball team will be hosting Lodi tonight at 7:15. Reedsburg gymnasts will be at Milton tonight at 6. RWD boys hockey team is going to be at Poppy Waterman hosting Monroe at 7 o'clock. Girls basketball for the Beavers will welcome Edgewood tonight at 7:15. And the boys basketball team heads to River Valley at 7:30. And Portage girls hoops will welcome Stoughton tonight at 7:15. The first game for the Doc Rivers led Bucks did not go the way planned as the squad falls to the Denver Nuggets, 113-107 in the final. This is the first time in Rivers' 25-year career that he ever took over a team in the middle of the season. And he says he, quote, wouldn't wish it on anybody. So it's going to take a minute. What we're trying to do really slowly is put together some of my stuff and simplify some of their stuff. Giannis led the team with 29 points and 12 rebounds. Damian Lillard had 18. Brooke Lopez with 19 in the game. Bucks fall to 32-15. Denver Nuggets have nearly an identical record, but one win better, 33-15 for the year for the Nuggets. This West Coast road trip will continue tomorrow. A big game for Damian Lillard as he'll be returning to Portland for the first time. 9 o'clock is going to be the tip-off tomorrow night. They'll then be at Dallas, Utah, and Phoenix all on the road to follow tomorrow night's game. Following a pair of victories over Minnesota and Michigan State, the Wisconsin Badgers jump all the way up to number 6 in the country. Their 16-4 record will be put up against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's going to be coming up on Thursday as the team will be making the trip to Lincoln. 7:30 tip-off for it. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few off and on flurries this morning, mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Oh,
You give love a bad name. There is Bon Jovi. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 right now. I'm going through social media right now, Finn, reading some of the reactions to Big Bird shrinking in size and being Tiny Bird now. Kids did not handle it well when it happened on the show. Let me just say, my goodness. Parents were like, do we start a GoFundMe? Do we explain to our kid that Big Bird is dying right now? Like, what do we do? Because the kiddos were not prepared for Big Bird to be the size of a spider at this point.
I wonder why they did this.
I don't know, but I can honestly say I understand the reaction. I would have been a little shocked and dismayed too, honestly, even as an adult watching. Hey, we do have some celebrating to do today. Birthday and anniversary time is what it is. Now, of course, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Starting with our celebrity list, we've got Isa Gonzalez, Carlala in Welcome to Marwen, and Madam M in Hobbs and Shaw, 34 years old today. Kylie Bunbury, who is also celebrating today. She is 35 years old. You know her best as Eva Sinclair on Under the Dome. She also played Ginny Baker on Pitch, and she's also in the Netflix miniseries about the Central Park Five called When They See Us. We've got Wilmer Valderrama, who's celebrating today. I mean, currently he's Nick Torres on NCIS, but let's face it, if you were a fan of that 70s show, he's always going to be Fez. Always. Yeah. He is celebrating his 44th birthday today. Also 44 years old today is Josh Kelly. Now, his singing career has already been completely overshadowed by his younger brother, Charles Kelly, who happens to sing for Lady A. Josh is married to Katherine Heigl, though. We've got Andy Menakis celebrating a birthday today. He is 48 years old, still looks like he's 16, and you know him best as being a comedian on MTV. Christian Bale is celebrating a birthday today. He played Dick Cheney in Vice, which is such a great movie in a really scary kind of way. They share the same birth date. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. By the way, Dick Cheney, also I mentioned, they actually celebrate a birthday. He is 83 years old today, so there is that. Now, despite Christian Bale's anger issues, he was is still an awesome guy who's visited victims of the Dark Knight Rises shooting in Aurora, Colorado. He has flown a 4-year-old cancer patient and his family to Disneyland to spend the day with his own family and placed a 9-minute call to an 8-year-old leukemia patient as well. You know, Christian Bale, he's gotten a reputation on some of those movie sets, but at least he tries to be a good guy when he's not on the set. So
he's a great actor. He is.
Maybe that's why he's so antagonistic on the set, though. Maybe he expects perfection from everybody else around him because he expects perfection from himself, too. Well, I could see that, you know?
You know, once you could take video with your phone, that's something that actors should all be cognizant of when they're on the set. There's more temperamental actors than just Christian Bale. So.
Yeah, he's been caught in some bad moments, but a lot of them have. We'll just leave it like that. Olivia Colman, who plays Queen Elizabeth on The Crown, is 50 years old. She was also Queen Anne in that movie, The Favorite. I have no idea what that is. Brett Butler, Grace Under Fire. That's pretty much the last we heard of her. She's celebrating her 66th birthday. It's been a while since we've seen Brett Butler do just about anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charles S. Dutton, who was Dylan, the leader of the inmates in Alien 3, was also the groundskeeper in Rudy and the star of the 90s sitcom Rock. He developed his passion for theater while serving a 7.5-year sentence for fatally stabbing a man in a street fight. He also did a 2-year college degree course while in the joint. He is celebrating his 73rd birthday. Oh, I don't know if my husband can take this today. It's Phil Collins' birthday. He's 73 years old. In the air tonight, Against All Odds, Another Day in Paradise, Easy Lovers to Studio. He's got a Grammy for the song Two Hearts and the Tarzan soundtrack, and he also has an Oscar for the Tarzan song You'll Be in My Heart. We're going to pull out some Phil Collins, maybe some Genesis. I don't know. We'll figure out something here this morning because... Hello, Phil Collins. I was just going through our library. We have a lot of Genesis and Phil Collins. I mean, it might be matched to the Hall & Oates library that we also have. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot
of
stuff.
What a big fan of Hall & Oates he is. But,
yeah, this is paralleling.
It's really sad about Phil Collins because that last Genesis tour, not so good as
it
far as
him. Great.
Yeah, I mean, he has to sit down and he can't really play drums anymore. And what a phenomenal drummer he was. is.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he was amazing. That if you watch that when he did In the Air Tonight, there's a video of it you can find on YouTube. It's actually like it brings you goosebumps if you love music in any sort of way, because he is so amazing at what, you know, in that particular moment. And he's just so incredibly gifted and a great musician. And it really does. We watch that one all the time. We're like, oh, let's go watch some Phil Collins actually do something on a drum kit right now.
There was a time in the 80s when you couldn't turn on a radio without hearing Phil Collins.
I mean, whether it was, you know, and then once
Genesis
broke away from
solo.
Right, I was going to say, then once they kind of parted ways with Genesis, and then he just went on to have this amazingly huge solo career too. And now if you know, kind of want to keep tabs on the family, his daughter Lily Collins is an actress and becoming a star unto herself in Hollywood. So they're, you know, you can follow along with the family. But a lot of bad things associated with Phil Collins. He's got a wife right now, or an ex-wife, I believe, that is trying to take a lot of his earnings over the years, because she says that he's been so hard to deal with, and there's been detriment to her mental health because of his health. And it's just a big long thing.
Is a good read. I can't remember what the name of it is, but his autobiography or memoirs or whatever, it's a good solid read. And his son has played drums for Genesis for a while.
Yep, yeah. And maybe I'll tell Corey about that book. He's always looking for really good music books to add to his library on his phone. And we have a two-hour plane trip, so got to keep him occupied. He doesn't like to fly, so we got to keep him occupied somehow. Vanessa Redgrave, real-life mom of Nip Tuck star Jolie Richardson. Jolie's sister, the late Natasha Richardson, was Liam Neeson's wife, of course. Vanessa is celebrating her 87th birthday today. I still think she's awesome, though. Then Gene Hackman is also celebrating today. You talk about a legend. He, of course, is Lex Luthor in the original Superman and Superman 2. He's also the blind man in Young Frankenstein. Some of the other movies that made him an icon: Enemy of the State, Absolute Power, Get Shorty, Crimson Tide, Wyatt Earp, The Firm, Unforgiven, No Way Out, Mississippi Burning, Hoosiers, The Poseidon Adventure, The Royal Tannenbaums, and The French Connection. Gene Hackman, 94 years old today.
I was trying to decide which was my favorite out of all those movies you just named off, because I think every single one is my favorite.
I know.
He's great in Mississippi Burning.
Yes.
He's great in The Unforgiven. He's great in Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
I really love him in The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes, he's great in that movie.
Awesome in that.
Yeah. As we're talking, I'm going through the Phil Collins and Genesis list. It is we actually have more of this than we do of Hall & Oates, believe it or not.
Wow.
Believe it or not. I know. It's
so
crazy.
Your selection this morning, it's going to be difficult.
Like, I kind of don't know what to pick here,
right?
Because there is so much in the library. So I'm going to have to narrow something down in a quick hurry. But I will. I promise. We'll hear something from Phil Collins. Now, we do have one local birthday this morning. Nanette Miller is celebrating today. So Nanette, very, very happy birthday to you. And of course, if you're celebrating, we hope that you have a wonderful day as well. Remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. We've got to take a look at this forecast right now, Finn. Not bad over the next couple of days. We could still see a flurry or two this morning. Otherwise, clouds sticking around today, 37 for a high. Gradual clearing tonight down to 28. Then tomorrow, this is when it looks really good. I'm very excited about this. Mostly sunny and mild, 45 for a high. Right now, it's 37. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled